Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, in case you didn't know, and it is time for this.
F-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's friends.
Just friends.
Just friends, just friends. Fridays are a bit mad in December. You've either got loads of jobs on over the weekend or a massive night out or both. But one thing you can rely on every Friday is my pals will be in to talk about the things that got you going during the week. I'm very excited because these are two of my favourite lads. Kevin and PJ from the I'm Grand Man podcast. How are you?
Hello.
How's the form?
You're back.
We're back.
How are you getting
rid of us?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while, but this is like your third time in.
Yeah.
Fourth or fifth, is this?
No. Oh, it's not hard.
We need to start calling the section Jen's Besties.
Jen's Besties.
I feel like you're referring to all of us as friends and I don't feel...
You're a different level.
Special.
Yeah, I get you.
I feel
chain.
That we've done it. We've been on so many dates, we need to take to another level
okay.
now.
Yeah,
I think we're progressing, aren't we, in this relationship?
I'd like to think so.
We've met your daughter.
Yeah.
Yes! She is in. Thanks for outing me, lads. My 7-year-old is in studio. Oh, get closer to the mic. That's what Kate is saying.
Sorry,
put it right
Kate.
Up to you. Because the school were like, oh, we might be closing. Don't bring them to school, you know, until we let you know at 8 o'clock. I have to be in the car at 10 today.
Yeah, so exactly.
I just put her in the car, yeah. Booted in.
But look, she's working away out there.
She's working away.
Trooper,
getting
her.
Coffees. Doing she's her. Producing today, actually.
Literally.
Yeah, she's doing a fantastic job.
This is the best type of education. On the job.
On the bloody job.
Work experience
job.
Before transitioning.
That's the way
to
do
it. Did
you
ever go to work with your mammies?
I never, no, because my mum worked in the psychiatric ward, so
oh, yeah.
I don't think she
probably
was allowed to bring
the best
me in.
Space for it.
But I did. I've like when we'd be walking around, she'd be like talking to someone for ages in the shopping centre, and then I'd be like, "Who was that, ma'am?" She'd be like, "Oh, an old patient of mine." And then she'd be like, "Aren't they flying?" I'd be like, "Yeah,
aren't they flying? Aren't
yeah,
they
they're flying
great?
It now."
Well, speaking of work, on Monday we got texts from people who hated workplace rules and uniforms. Kevin, why did you get all horny from wearing an apron?
I'm a fan of my daily coffees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing sparks greater joy in my life than my daily coffee.
Mm.
I love going out for coffee.
Yeah.
But when the barista is wearing a gorgeous, sexy apron, I think, I know there's this whole concept of a man in uniform, right?
We're talking about it today, like pilots. I love
pilots, love it. Yeah, so yeah. Garda, arrest me, please.
Even in the new uniform.
If the barista is wearing that apron, it just does something to me.
Never heard of that before.
Really?
Maybe
you know, like
see
a gorgeous, pristine
that.
Apron. You know what I mean? And then they'd be handling the steaming wand and they'd be like, oh, do you want oat milk? And I'm like, go on, so.
Moaning.
I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to do the moan, sorry.
PJ, you did hotel work.
Yeah, so started in the hotels and they always had a uniform, but I always like tried to make them my own. You know, so they'd be like, you need a black shirt and a black pants, but you could always spot the gays because they get the slim fit shirts, you know? So everyone's going around with the baggy ones, like kind of untucked, and I'm there like cinched for the gods in the slim fit black shirt I was living. No, closeted, but still living.
Still looking
living.
Amazing. Yeah. Let's talk about what we had on Tuesday. This was amazing, okay? Africa was in, she was covering me, and on Tuesday we had some unreal stories sent in about people getting hit on while in a couple.
Oh,
right.
Really?
Now, I'm not into stereotypes, Kevin, but is this less of an issue for gay lads?
I feel like the whole concept of open relationships is way more of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more of a thing now in heterosexual
yeah.
relationships.
Even in heterosexual
yeah.
relationships,
well,
I know.
Well, it's only creeping in. We're talking about it a lot in sex and relationship therapy, which we do every single Wednesday on the show.
Yeah.
And a lot of people coming on the air, well, they're not coming on air, they're texting in. They would never come on air. They're too embarrassed to say it out loud. But they're saying, we're thinking of opening our relationship yeah. and this is a new thing
yeah.
for the heterosexual world.
Now,
yeah.
I'd be way too jealous for it myself personally, right?
Yeah.
I went to a yoga class there one time with my ex-boyfriend and I was getting jealous because the yoga instructor was complimenting him and not me. So I don't think I could deal with another person in the relationship itself.
Yeah.
But it is so common in the queer community to like be in an open relationship. So like I'd be at a bar with Jose, my boyfriend, and someone would start hitting on me or him. And then I'd be like, oh, I have a boyfriend. And then they'd be like, okay. Two for the price of one, like, you know. Like, they'd be good. And I'm like, oh no, we're not in an open relationship. So that's how common it is now, you know. You have to like explain that you're monogamous. But I sound so boring then. I'm like, oh, really? Monogamy. Where am I? Like 1930.
Is that what you say? Do you say, oh, we're...
No, I don't. I don't say the word monogamy. I just go, oh no, I'm just too... I get too jealous. Sorry. You know what I mean?
Okay. I kind of love the idea of it.
But it happened, like, it happens loads. Like, especially to Jose, because obviously, like...
How long are you together?
We're together like six years, I think.
6 years.
I think it's 6 years this year.
7 years in Feb.
7 years in Feb, yeah.
Has that conversation ever crept into...
Yeah, a bit. I'd be always like keeping an open mind, you know.
But
then I'm, I don't know, is it the Catholic guilt? I don't know, is it the Catholic guilt
from
growing up?
No, do you know what it is? I think it's if you open that gate, it's very hard to come back.
Exactly, yeah. I'm like, do I...
I think you should keep it as a holiday thing. You know, when you're on holidays, have a bit of a
saucy
holiday.
What happens in Tourmalinas stays in Tourmalinas, you know what I mean?
Or imagine going skiing, right, and being on the piste, and then going back, having a hot chocolate, and then riding another fella.
And do you know what else is the hottest thing about it? Yeah. Is the thought of it.
Yeah.
It's the thought of it.
It's the thought of it. Because I have a friend, married a long time, with kids. They signed up to this killing kittens kind of sex party.
Love.
That happens.
In Ireland.
Portlaoise was the last one.
Oh.
We're all around the UK. You can Google it or have a look at it. Killing Kittens, I'm pretty sure it's called. They signed up and they, it was all about going in and... having a go.
Yeah,
having a go. You're masked up. It's a very... You have to be signed in, all this kind of... I'm not talking about myself. I know it sounds like I'm talking about myself.
Your friend.
Her name was...
Be careful,
Ben.
No, you'll be all over the papers tomorrow.
So, they signed up. They're all geared up to do it. They had a few drinks. They went and then they just bottled it.
Told
me they had the most amazing game of tennis.
Okay.
That night, because it was the excitement and the thought of it, and that was enough.
That's enough. Yeah, sometimes. Really? And it, whatever works for you, like I never judge. Whatever works for you as a couple works for you, you know what
that
I mean?
Is very,
like
very
I have
true.
Loads of friends who are in open relationships and it works for them. But the whole flirting at the bar thing, if someone is flirting with Jose as well, I'm kind of egging him on because I'm like, get us a free drink. Yeah. I'm like, get us those free drinks and then we call it a night. Like, we're in a cost of living crisis, you know?
I like the idea of it being open, right? But you know, there's this notion in the gay community where lads will only play together, they say. You know, because some people are in open relationships and it means like if one of them's off in business, he can go and be riding whoever. Mm. And I definitely don't think I'd be okay with that.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be open to the idea of playing together, as they say.
I just wouldn't want to have to come back from a trip and change the bed sheets.
You know what
I mean?
How
That's
annoying.
The last thing
I'd like.
Want.
Imagine a picture being up of you and your fella and then you being away earning some dollar and coming back to find out that the room's stinking of sex.
I know. It's the fantasy of it. I like the idea of it, but I don't think if it came down to it, I could do it.
No, I'm
Kevin, you're single, surprisingly.
I know. What's the story?
But is it fair to say you felt more sexy when you weren't?
I felt more sexy when I was in a relationship, yeah. I feel like, I don't know whether
it's... Which is kind of the opposite to... I don't know.
No, I think because you get more attention, I think.
You get more attention.
Because you're kind of like a hot commodity that no one can have kind of thing, you know what I mean? So it's like, you're like, it's like finite goods, you know?
But that's what it is. It's like people want what they can't have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also, maybe I go about my day with an air about myself if I'm with my fella or there's more of a confidence to me because I'm like, oh, someone actually wants me. And I think that in turn makes other people want me.
You should go out with a wedding ring on.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Do that. That's actually a great shout.
Oh my God.
Because it's always like when
if
you're
there's
not...
any jewellery sponsors.
When you're not looking for it, you attract them, you know what I mean? That's what
That's
it is.
That's what it is.
Do that and see how you get on
and see
and
how
do
I get
a
on.
Report.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your before we come on the next time you have to go out with a wedding ring.
And
on.
Just see how many
see what
people
the story is.
Hit
now, do
on
I
you.
Look like I could be married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not mean to say yeah?
No.
No, doll, you do.
As in,
you could be a husband.
I could be a husband.
Yeah.
I'd make a fabulous husband. It's my goal. I want to be a stay-at-home husband and go to yoga with the mams in the morning and come back and have my muesli bowl.
Muesli?
Or a sai. That's what they do.
Exactly
I see them.
Yeah.
And have a Dyson.
Dysons are amazing. It'll change your life. Do you have
We did an ad for them before in the pod and we were like, story with the
one.
Dysons, and they wouldn't even send us one out.
Scabs.
We were like, what? Last time we're doing one of those. Only joking.
Speaking of making money and doing gigs, on Wednesday I relived my shameful but very profitable nightclub experience in Clare, right? Yeah. And all the callers that came on air had seen some kind of Aussie soap star in a nightclub over the country. So I was in Clare at a nightclub. Yeah. They announced that I was just when I came off The Apprentice and nobody showed up. But I still got paid. Oh. I know, cringe. But I still got paid.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, I felt so bad for the promoter, the nightclub. I was kind of dancing and my sister-in-law just turned to my friend and goes, "Would you pay for that?" Look at the absolute state of her. But I don't know why I was booked.
Were you DJing?
No, I was just
you were just
there.
Dancing.
No, but it's the panic though, because you're like, oh, I'm getting paid to do, I should do something. You know what I mean?
And no, they just want you, they just, I don't know.
They just want you there.
They just want you there. But there were so many texts and calls coming in about random celebrities that people paid to go and see and get a picture with. Somebody actually paid 25 euros to get a picture with Brian McFadden, who we were talking about earlier on. A lot of Aussie stars. What was the name of the guy? Brax.
Oh yeah,
Brax.
They've done the rounds over here, weren't they?
Yeah. Rounds that make a fortune. So tell me about is it Mayor in the Marquee?
Who?
No, it was me. It was. Is this about no one showing up to your gig? Because I had an experience of that.
Come
so
on, this is a safe space.
Yeah, it's a safe space.
Like, this would never happen to Kevin. Go,
no.
PJ.
So basically, I was a dancer in London before I came here, and we used to always get booked for gigs. And we got booked for one gig that no one was there. But then when I started teaching dance, it's way worse. I don't mind dancing when there's no one there because you just dance and you leave. But it's way worse when you get booked to teach a dance class. So I got booked recently to teach a big dance class for a company, and they were like, it's a huge event. We're going to have a big marquee and like expect about like 100 people at your dance class. So I'm prepping this dance class for like 100 people, mixed levels, all that stuff. So I get to the marquee, but I was the last workshop of the day. And there was loads of people just gone. So in this huge marquee that like has like 150 capacity and like loads of security, there's two people there. And I'm like,
there's nothing worse, is there?
But then I have to be like,
it's a tough gig.
Come on guys, we're going to do some struts across the floor. Okay, so you're going to go first and now you. And then I'm like, okay. And then I had all these like, and then I was going to get people to like be the audience and all this stuff, but I was like, I'm the audience. There was more security in the tent than there was participants.
I'm proud of you for plowing on.
I just plowed on. Yeah. But then I was like hyper because like you now, I felt like I had to overcompensate because these two people were getting the best time of their lives because I was getting paid to be there.
Good.
But I was like on 190 because so they were like, when they were leaving, they were like, thanks so much. They were like, you always this energetic. And I was like, yeah, that's just the way I teach.
Oh, I know, but you just got to do the gig.
Yeah,
you got to do the gig. Did you ever attend a nightclub because a celeb was going to be there, Kevin? I mean, living in London, surely this happens all the time.
Like, you'd see the odd celebrity out. Like, I saw Sam Smith out before.
Tell us.
They were amazing.
They were class.
No, it was Kevin accosted them in the bathroom.
What did you say?
I didn't. I just said, oh my God, it's Sam Smith.
But then, because you said it in such a friendly way, they thought that you knew
them. They thought that I knew them.
So they were like, oh, sorry, do I know you? And Kevin was like, oh no, no, I'm just a fan.
Jude Law was a good one.
Jude Law, I was at a breakfast once and I saw, is it Eddie, the guy in
Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne. And I was literally like, oh my God.
We were having breakfast one day and you know Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye was on the table opposite us having brekkie
with the fella
and the in-laws,
and I was airwigging. I was trying to listen to everything,
but I don't think I've ever gone for a celeb.
There was a time when we were younger, and I don't know what happened in Dublin, but in Cork, there was loads of celebrities going to like teenage discos.
Yeah.
So the amount of times Cascada went to the City Hall, the amount of times Cascada went to the City Hall, but I was living for a vacuum dance floor.
I still go to a Cascada gig.
Bring back Cascada.
Yeah.
I've no idea who you're talking about.
Cascada.
You do a vacuum Cascada dance floor.
Boy meets girl, you are mad. Am I allowed to sing on the radio? Of course I am.
Listen, you get to see a load of celebrities when you're in London, don't you?
Yeah.
They're always kind of hanging around clubs. But like the best you get in Coppers, maybe Nuala Cary on a Thursday.
But even still, what are you going to do? I saw Rebel Wilson before. Well, actually, I went to see, she was performing in Guys and Dolls.
Hollywood
and I was
star.
Mad about Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
And I'd gone to the show by myself because I got like a cheap ticket. Like it was a single seat by itself. And I was like, I'll go to the stage door now and see Rebel Wilson, right? went to the back to the stage door. She comes out and I'm like, oh, can I get a selfie? And she's like, yeah, of course.
I was expecting the accent, and I knew you were going to try and do it. Like, no.
She was like, yeah, right. So anyway, that? I was kind of nervous because it was Rebel Wilson, so I'm kind of shaky. So the selfie's all blurred, and she obviously sees that it's blurred and is like, oh, do you want to take another one then? And then
stop
I'm really committing.
Not bad.
But then, and then I went, I was so mortified. I just goes, no, that's fine. So I just had this blurry pink of me and Rebel Wilson. So I don't know, if I used to see a celebrity, I would just probably like, I wouldn't go near him.
Yeah, I feel too.
It'd just be a bit awkward. What do you say? What do you say to a celebrity?
Just be
like?
Cool. Yeah.
Just be cool. Yeah, just
that
be cool.
Is typically Irish. You have just, I mean, that is Ireland for you. Remember Beyonce was hanging around Phoenix Park and nobody went near her.
Nobody went near
her. She was flicking her hair going, I'm here.
I'd say
I'm
she was raging.
She was probably like, am I not big in Ireland
she
or what?
She was raging.
She was probably absolutely fuming. Oh, we have, is it Cascada?
Yeah.
Cascada. So this is the tune you're talking about.
Because every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every
time we kiss, I swear I get something. Woo! Smell of Britney Spears Mysterious in the teenage disco. And going up to the girl going, will you meet my friend?
And all the lads were wearing jupe.
Oh,
and they were
the lads reeking in jupe. And me with a check shirt on and boot cut jeans.
Do you remember going up to people going, Will you meet my friend?
Oh, will you meet my friend? And then
I used to be traumatized.
People used to keep score of how many people they met. I was like, thank God Mono wasn't around because we were all been like ruined.
Yeah, ruined.
I used to be traumatized because like I never really was kissing girls at discos ever.
Really? Shocking.
But like the odd time now I'd get asked and I'd never know how to react. And I'd always have to just do like a, and people must have thought I was so stuck up or that I thought I was better than everyone. I'd literally just go, no way. I used to know what's it, because like no Lance would have ever said no. So I used to always just be like, no thank you.
Did you have all the girls after you because you were
I
so
didn't
cool
really. I was like, God help us.
No,
really. The teeth are big now, but I've kind of grown into them a small bit.
I would have preferred that though, babe. I was trying to kiss girls because all my friends were and I was like, this will prove that I'm straight. So then, but none of them would kiss me back because they were all like, I remember one time my friend goes, will you meet my friend and point? And she goes, yeah. But then she thought that he was pointing at my other friend. And then he goes, no, this one, and points at me. And she goes, no.
Really?
And I was like, okay.
But you were tall and
this
stuff.
Is my but back then I was a late bloomer, you know what I mean?
How awkward is that age? That sorry, no matter who you are, from 12 to 12 to 18 is the most awkward age. Oh,
so awkward.
I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. So awkward. But also character building.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You will come out the other end, it will be fine. Hang in there.
Yeah, hang in there.
Yesterday listeners were in touch with stories of drifting apart from best friends. Why is it not always something you should try and fix, Kevin? That's your prompt for a really good story, by the way.
But I was just thinking, like, there's obviously a reason that you've drifted. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And also, I feel like, right, having gone off to London and stuff, there are friends that when I come back to Ireland, I haven't seen in ages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in ages. And I'd have been friends with them long ago. And it's not as if we'd have falling out, but I kind of come back, and not to say that I'm a changed person, but like I've done a bit of growing up in the last few years. And then they're very much still of the small town mentality, kind of same person. And they're kind of going to the same pubs, which is grand. And they're kind of with the same people. And I'm kind of going, oh, you're still like acting like a teenager or something.
But as well, I think sometimes you just want to drift from people. Like when I first moved to London, I moved in with like these two friends when I moved off there. So we were like, we're all moving to London together. And then one of them turned out to be like the craziest person I've known to this day, right? Yeah, and she will remain nameless. But like, she tried to burn down the house twice because she used to leave candles lighting everywhere.
But she didn't she left a candle lighting. That you can't say she tried to burn down the house.
No, but she was always like leaving, like she had like dirty plates under her bed and we were getting like mice. She was like, like everyone who lived
you don't get mice from dirty plates.
Everyone who lived with us like had to move out because she kept like sleeping with her boyfriend when they were and all this stuff, like the most,
can you say crazy?
Yeah. It was the most unhinged housemate I ever had. So I made sure we drifted.
So do you think that it's okay to say right here, we're going to put a line under this, that certain friendships can be just a period of time,
completely.
Or a period in time.
I think so.
You don't have to, like, you don't always have to go back and fix it,
exactly.
And don't feel guilt over that because you know, lives move in different directions. Are you still friends with anyone from school?
Yeah, like my best friend from school growing up is still my best friend,
well,
and a lot of us are really, really close. But my.
stab me in the
my,
back.
Is
stab me in the back on live radio. I don't
do. One of my best friends.
I did not expect that to happen right here.
You heard it here first.
Maybe we should start drifting.
But like, also, I'm not sure if you find this as well, but I've made friends like in the last 2 years, we'll say, and I kind of, I'd like to think of them as lifelong friends.
Absolutely.
Now. And I just think new friendships can be formed and you can really click with someone.
Don't close yourself off.
You know what I mean?
Ever. Yeah.
It is hard though, I think, when you're older to make new friends.
It can be, but you know, join a musical society. what year did you guys meet then?
2012.
What age were you, like 17, 18?
Oh my God, 2012, that's a 10-year anniversary, babe.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, friend.
Listen, I'm going to play a Christmas song in honour of your 10-year anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
This is going to be a good one.
Oh my God.
DJ Kevin from the Grand Man podcast. Make sure you check it out. It's one of the funniest things you'll ever listen to. Where can people follow you and just stalk you and have a look?
I'm Grand Man, and then our personal's Kevin 2 MEY.
Ask Kevin the number 2 MEY. Don't ask. It was a thing I started years ago.
Get yourself a wedding ring.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
And come back and do
we'll report. Back.
Or God forbid I just get a fella to get down on one knee. I wouldn't do it. I'm too young.
Really?
I'm too young. If
we
had loads of money, I would.
Absolutely.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.